Are you that new person drawn toward me? To begin with, take warning. I am surely far different from what you suppose. Do you suppose you will find in me your ideal? Do you think it's so easy to have me become your lover? Do you think the friendship of me would be unalloyed satisfaction? Do you think I am trusty and faithful? Do you see no further than this facade, this smooth and tolerant manner of me? Do you suppose yourself advancing on real ground toward a real heroic man? Have you not thought, oh dreamer, that it may be all illusion? What is commonest, cheapest, nearest, easiest, is me. Me going in for my chances, spending for vast returns, adoring myself to bestow myself on the first that will have me, not asking the sky to come down to my goodwill, scattering it freely forever. Without shame, the man I like knows and avows the deliciousness of his sex. Without shame, the woman I like knows and avows hers. Welcome is every organ and attribute of me, and of any man hardy and clean. Not an inch, nor a particle of an inch is vile, and none shall be less familiar than the rest. Loaf with me on the grass. Loose the stop from your throat, not words, not music or rhyme I want, not custom or lecture, not even the best, only the lull I like, the hum of your valued voice. I mind how once we lay on such a transparent summer morning, how you settled your head athwart my hips and gently turned over upon me. And parted the shirt from my bosom bone, plunged your tongue into my bare-stripped heart, reached till you felt my beard, and reached till you held my feet, and reached upward. Passing stranger, you don't know how longingly I look upon you. You must be he I was seeking, or she I was seeking. It comes to me as of a dream. I have somewhere surely lived a life of joy with you. all is recalled as we flit by each other, fluid, affectionate, chaste, matured. You grew up with me, were a boy with me or a girl with me. I ate with you and slept with you. Your body has become not yours only, nor left my body mine only. You gave me the pleasure of your eyes, face, flesh as we passed. You take of my beard, breast, hands in return. I am not to speak to you. I am to think of you when I sit alone, or wake at night alone. I am to wait. I do not doubt that I am to meet you again. I am to see to it that I don't lose you. Whoever you are, now I place my hand upon you, so you can be my poem. I whisper with my lips close to your ear. I've loved many women and men, but I love none better than you. Oh, you whom I often and silently come where you are, so I may be with you. As I walk by your side or sit near, or stay in the same room with you, little you know the subtle electric fire that, for your sake, plays inside me. My lovers suffocate me, crowding my lips, thicken the pores of my skin, jostling me through streets and public halls, coming naked to me at night, crying by day. Ahoy! From the rocks of the river, swinging and chirping over my head, calling my name from flower beds, vines, tangled underbrush, lighting on every moment of my life, kissing my body with soft, balsamic kisses, noiselessly passing handfuls out of their hearts and giving them to be mine. As Adam, early in the morning, walking forth from the bower refreshed with sleep, behold me where I pass, hear my voice, approach, touch me. Touch the palm of your hand to my body as I pass. Don't be afraid of my body. I am he that aches with amorous love. Does the earth gravitate? Does not all matter aching attract all matter? So the body of me is all I meet or know. Ah, lover and perfect equal. I meant that you should discover me so by faint indirections. And I, when I meet you, mean to discover you by the like in you. Thank you. Mine is no callous shell. I have instant conductors all over me, whether I pass or stop. They seize every object and lead it harmlessly through me. I merely stir, press, feel with my fingers, and am happy to touch my person to someone else's. And that's about as much as I can stand. Behold, I do not give lectures or a little charity. When I give myself. You there, impotent, loose in the knees, open your scarfed chops till I blow grit within you. Spread your palms and lift the flaps of your pockets. I am not to be denied. I compel. I have stores plenty and to spare. And anything I have, I bestow. I do not ask who you are. That is not important to me.